Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2108 with a release date of Friday, March 23rd, 2018, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Alabama hams take two repeaters as tornadoes touch down. A ham in Columbia helps a German amateur in distress. And does your pet know Morse code? All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report 2108 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Bloomington, Indiana, here's Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
In our top story this week, tornadoes swept through Alabama here in the U.S. on Monday, March 19th, the night before the start of spring. Hams were on the air delivering information and assisting in rescue efforts, as we hear from Bobby Best, WX4ALA.
Ham radio operators across North and East Alabama assisted in passing ground truth storm reports to both the National Weather Service offices in Huntsville and Birmingham. Amateur radio operators and members of the North Alabama and Southern Middle Tennessee Skywarn Group linked up multiple repeaters to cover that entire region and assisted the Huntsville NWS office with reports on multiple tornadoes that struck North Alabama. Also, amateur radio operators in East Alabama on the WB4GNA repeater atop Mount Cheehaw, the tallest peak in the state, assisted not only with passing storm reports, but also with volunteer efforts in the wake of a major tornado that struck the city of Jacksonville, Alabama, as well as other portions of East Alabama late Monday night. As of last report, late Monday night, volunteers were headed to Jacksonville from as far away as Anniston, Oxford, and Birmingham, Alabama, to assist in rescue efforts. All in all, though, considering the fact that the Storm Prediction Center had much of Alabama under a marginal risk for severe weather, things could have been much worse. For Amateur Radio Newsline, reporting from Jacksonville, Alabama, I'm Bobby Best, WX4ALA.
Here's another opportunity for hams to be helpful, and it's even easier if you happen to be going to Hamvention this year. Stephen Kinford, N8WB, explains.
What are you doing May 17th through May 20th? If Hamvention is included in any of your plans for those days, you may want to think about helping out the AMSAT Hamvention team, which is looking for help in setting up or staffing the AMSAT booth during the event at the Greene County Fairground and Expo Center in Xenia, Ohio. If you aren't sure how to assist at the booth when visitors stop by, AMSAT has plenty of Elmers to train you. And if you just want to help with setup or teardown, that's okay, too. Contact Phil Smith, W1EME, if you're interested in being part of the AMSAT presence in Ohio this year. Email him at W1EME@AMSAT.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
This next story is about a disabled radio operator and his cries for help that were heard, quite literally, around the world. Here's Ed Durant, DD5LP.
Erding Radio Club member Lothar Fröhlich, whose call signs are DK8LRF and HK3JCL, was on the air from his QTH in Columbia, South America, recently, talking to friends in New York and Germany, when he heard a voice call out repeatedly. At first, he thought it was someone trying to break into the QSO, but then he realized it was a ham in distress. He recognized the voice. This was an amateur in Dingdon on the German-Dutch border, a ham with whom he enjoys rag chews often. The ham, who is disabled and relies on a wheelchair, had fallen and was home alone. His radio was on, fortunately with the transmitter in Vox mode, so his cries activated the microphone. Lothar called for any German hams who could copy him, asking them to please notify local police. Then, using Echolink, he reached a repeater in Issen, east of Munich. A ham in Eichstätt in Bavaria responded and also called police, who responded immediately. Ham radio had made distance vanish. The ham in distress was 5 meters from the microphone, but his call went through anyway, and those who assisted astounded the police by the fact that the call was started by a ham in Colombia on the other side of the world. The grateful ham, now safe, got assistance he needed and expressed his appreciation in the best way possible, by radio, of course. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
Any ham radio operator can appreciate the power of code, even if they themselves have never touched a straight key. One exhibit in the UK has taken the appeal of code several steps further, as we hear from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
A new exhibit at Bletchley Park doesn't just show an important part of World War II history, the way it happened. The exhibit has been established on the very site where that history took place. Stepping inside the Bletchley Park building known as Hut 11A, visitors will be able to learn the story of the bomb machine located there to help Allied intelligence crack the mysteries of the Enigma code and decrypt Nazi messages during the Second World War. The now historic team behind that effort comprised Alan Turing, Gordon Welshman and several others. The exhibit invites museum visitors to, quote, discover the truth and stand where they stood, end quote. The exhibit is permanent, and so hopefully there will be plenty of time to do just that. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
Our occasional series, Nets of Note, looks at how and why hams gather on the air to share viewpoints and interests. This week, we're introduced to the Colorado Astronomy Net by Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
As the Newsline Office space nerd, this week's Net of Note combines two of my favorite things, space and ham radio. Bernice Ansell, KI0AR, has been hosting the weekly Colorado Astronomy Net for over 20 years now. Ansell explains how it started.
I've always been interested in astronomy. Started this net back in 1996. I just wanted to combine radio with astronomy and share my love with astronomy and looking at the night skies and how it could also relate to amateur radio.
The net covers basically anything having to do with astronomy, according to Ansell.
I usually start off with phases of the moon, things like that, where the planets are for the week, rise and set times, any other planetary special events like conjunctions or photo ops, and then do some JPL bulletins or whatever sources that I can find about what's up in the night skies, what's going on in the world of astronomy, either cosmology or things like that. Radio astronomy, especially if I can find clips of stellar noise or pulsars, I've done that before.
The hams that check into the net are from all over the country and have varied interests. Ansell explained.
We have one member that's doing observational astronomy, looking at galaxies. Have one teacher that lives up in Berthoud who does radio astronomy with his students at the Little Thompson Observatory up there, and he's tracking meteor scatter. He's got students now working on pointing their dishes at the center of a galaxy and trying to record radio waves from there.
If you'd like to join in, you can find the schedule, repeater information, and the EchoLink and All-Star nodes at Ansell's website at www.ki0ar.com/astro.html. You can also subscribe to his monthly astronomy newsletter from the site. So, keep one hand on the mic and your eyes on the stars and check out the Colorado Astronomy Net every Tuesday night. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
If you have an interesting net to share with us, please write us at newsline@arnewsline.org. We remind you again that the Bill Pasternak Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year Award is an honor for radio operators 18 and younger who hold licenses in the U.S. or Canada. We are accepting nominations until May 31st. If you know of a deserving candidate who has been of service to the community or helped improve amateur radio for those in the hobby, submit his or her name for consideration. You can find the nomination forms on our website at arnewsline.org under the YHOTY tab. The award is named in memory of Amateur Radio Newsline founder Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF. Candidates for the award must be 18 or younger and reside in the U.S. or its possessions or Canada. Nominees must hold a valid amateur radio license issued by the U.S. or Canada. The award will be presented at the Huntsville Ham Fest in Huntsville, Alabama in August. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the N2JDW repeater in New York City on Monday nights at 8 local time, just before the Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Service Net. Big news for license applicants in Indonesia. Tests are being given differently now, as we hear from Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
When it comes down to doing things online, more and more countries appear to be climbing on board, particularly with respect to conducting ham radio license exams. Indonesian hams in the Bulukumba district of South Sulawesi province are now taking their test, which was to be March 24th and 25th, and the move was credited by officials there as showing authorities' commitment to making things easier and more transparent. This is a first for the nation and has been a change welcomed by the Amateur Radio Organisation of Indonesia, known as ARARI, as well as those sitting for the test. According to authorities, the move to e-licensing will allow for greater automation in the process and provide great savings by making the process paperless. The ARARI said that following the March testing, other regions are expected to follow suit, including the province of South Sumatra. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
We received word late that 2 9-year-olds were among those to sit for the exam, and they successfully answered the questions. Ordinarily, that would make them eligible for their licenses. In Indonesia, however, youngsters under the age of 14 are not permitted to hold an amateur license. Are other reforms in the works? Newsline will let you know what we learn. An annual popular contest hosted by YLs in New Zealand has had to be scrapped this year, as we hear from Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF.
There's disappointing news for fans of the annual Thelma Super Memorial Contest held annually in April. This year's event has been cancelled, as reported by the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters. The popular competition, which typically runs for 2 evenings, honours Thelma Super, ZL2JO, who became a silent key in December of 1977. Thelma was a founder of the New Zealand Woman Amateur Radio Operators and served as its secretary. The contest was begun in 1976 as the Waro Contest, but it was renamed in 1978 at the group's annual general meeting. No additional details were given about the cancellation or its prospects for next year. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF.
If you're a good sport about radio and you also happen to be a good sport about soccer, you'll want to give extra attention to the World Radio Team Championships in Germany as we hear from Ed Durant, DD5LP.
It's all coming together. They're all coming together. What are we talking about? Well, the World Cup of Amateur Radio, the World Radio Team Championships in Wittenberg, Germany, this year from July 11th through 17th. There's a full programme surrounding the 24 hours of actual competition on the Saturday and Sunday. The opening ceremony on Thursday has the introduction of all competitors, referees and sponsors, and the closing ceremony on Monday has the award presentations. Both take place in the historic Exerzierhalle Hall from the 19th century, with dancing late into the night after the closing ceremony at the nearby Stadthaus. 600 attendees are expected at the opening and 900 at the closing ceremony. If Germany wins that other World Cup, the soccer one, on Sunday the 15th of July, there could be dancing in the streets. Yasmi is sponsoring the Ham Widows Ball on the Wednesday evening, which brings together spouses of competitors and referees. To book a place at the opening or closing ceremony, or to book a trip around the region, the website booking.wrtc2018.de/en/ is now available. For those not able to get to Wittenberg in July as a competitor, judge, helper or visitor, there are several on-air award schemes that will run during the event. WA-WRTC worked all WRTC stations, WRTC Sprint, work all of the WRTC stations in the shortest time you can, in less than 24 hours. Most QSOs, up to 630 QSOs are possible. How many can you manage? WRTC Distance Challenge, based not only on the number of QSOs, but also the total of all the distances. One competition that is already running is Voter, or Volunteers on the Air. Collect the volunteers' allocated numbers to enter this award scheme. There are about 300 current volunteers worldwide, so they shouldn't be too difficult to find on the air. To find details on anything to do with WRTC 2018 and to keep up to date with what's happening, go to the WRTC2018.de website, where you can also still donate to help support the event. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
In the world of DX, be listening for Sergio IZ3NXC, operating as 9A8NXC, Sea from Pag Island from March 30th until April 2nd. You can find him on 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters using single sideband and digital modes, QSL via Club Logs OQRS or via IK3 GES Direct. Members of the Curva do Rio group will be using the call sign PR2CI from Covis Island between April 6th and 8th. Find them on 80 through 10 meters using CW, sideband, and digital modes, QSL via the Bureau, Club Logs OQRS, or Logbook of the World. For direct via PY2AE with self-addressed stamped envelope and $2 in U.S. currency. In Belize, find Victor WB0TEV, active as V31VP until the 27th of March on 80 through 10 meters. He plans to operate some Ready with a special session focusing on Asia starting around 2200 Zulu on March 26th. Send QSLs to V31VP via WB0TEV Direct by the Bureau or Club Logs OQRS. No Logbook of the World or EQSL. Our last story this week is about a talented and tiny pet, and it may at long last shed light on why it's no coincidence that the first three letters of hamster spell ham. With that story, here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Some people enjoy the sound of Morse code. Some don't. But what about our little furry friends? Has anybody asked them? Kurt Zogelman, AD0WE, had wanted to learn Morse code as a child, but didn't really pursue it until recently. He then discovered something strange during his practice sessions.
You know, I noticed after a while that our little hamster, Waffles, she would normally wake up around 11 o'clock in the night, but she would wake up early whenever I started practicing. Didn't really think too much of it. You know, I noticed that when they're happy and they're excited, they have a tendency to chirp. But I started putting two together that the frequency of the chirp is not too far away from my preferred frequency on practicing with Morse code.
Zogelman couldn't actually ask Waffles what she was thinking, but he has a theory.
From little Waffles' perspective, I think she probably was mistaking it for a nearby hamster that was just extraordinarily happy, and she wanted to know what all that was about.
Zogelman would have been tempted to just write it off as a strange behavioral quirk in Waffles. However,
after her passing, decided to get another hamster. Because the same behavior started to happen, I'm just like, this is so weird to be a coincidence. And so that inspired me to write a cute story to try to capture the call of the hamster being Morse code.
Zogelman figured that he should have some illustrations to go with the story, so he asked his husband, an artist, to draw a few. He ended up with a painting of a hamster working a straight key. Who knows? Given enough training, perhaps the new hamster can help out during contests. We'll probably need a much smaller key, though, or maybe a teeny tiny paddle. How would that be logged? AD0WE/H for hamster? For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Just a postscript here. Next time you're in a QSO with another ham using CW, before you accuse their station of having a chirp in the signal, it pays to ask first if their hamster needs adjusting. With thanks to Allen Labs, the ARRL, the Amateur Radio Organization of Indonesia, the BBC, CQ Magazine, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, the IARU, the Irish Radio Transmitter Society, New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, Radio Society of Great Britain, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, Wireless Institute of Australia, WTWW Shortwave, and your listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website at www.arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Bloomington, Indiana, saying 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2018, all rights reserved.